Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
What do you think this is going to be a big press conference?
I'll bet this is a good one.
I don't think it's going to. I'm with you, Dan. I don't think he's going to give us anything.
That's adorable.
I knew you were going to say adorable. I love it when Dan says, "Oh, that's adorable." Way to
beat
Jeff.
That's so cute.
Would you have respect for him if he stood up there? I didn't hear the press conference right away because I was doing Brownie Bites with.
He dodged every bullet.
Would
yesterday.
You respect a coach that went out there today and said, "You know what? I'm going to take the blame for this and the entire blame for the entire game because you know what? I didn't put my team in the best position to win. I was too."
Sean McVay did Thursday night?
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want this.
Well, what happened was we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. We got our ass kicked in that second half.
I want to bring Jim Mora out of retirement just to do press conferences.
Playoffs. Wow.
I want Jim Mora out just for that. That's
I could never see Kevin doing that coming out. You know what? At the game. At the end of the game, it was 100% my fault. I totally messed up the clock. And to make it even worse, I'm going to throw a couple people under the bus, some of the people that were trying to help me. I got a call from Paul DePodesta. He was in California. I was on the sidelines. He said, analytics says that you need to do this here. I'm just kidding, by the way. It's a total joke, right? And so I would love it if we just one time heard a coach. And then, you know, I was looking up in the booth, and I saw Jimmy looking back at me, and I was like, should I call timeout here or not? I think Jimmy wants me to call timeout. Oh, okay. Just once.
You hear Sean McVay Thursday?
Just once I'd like to hear complete honesty.
McVay, after Thursday's loss to the Niners, he said, "And I that was a terrible play call on my part. I got to give my offense something better. That's all on me. I screwed it up. That was bad." It's like, okay.
How many times can you do that? That's the question.
Three.
How many times have we heard Kevin say, we got to coach better?
Oh, God, don't even.
Daily?
Says I've heard him say it more this year than
Bailey.
We got to coach better. We got to coach him up better.
Could this be a new beginning?
Yeah, you said this 20 minutes ago, and I'm still sitting here shaking my head. Explain. Show your work, as Dan would say.
Well, it's this. For the first time in 5 years, this is the sixth, it looks as if Andrew Berry has figured out how to draft some impactful offensive talent. Okay? I don't remember if you were here the day that I went over this or not, Andy. But I went through his first five drafts, and he drafted 18 people on offense. 18 offensive people in his first five drafts. This last year was his sixth, but in the first five drafts of the 18 people that he drafted on offense, none of them started for the Browns yesterday. Two would have, Cedric Tillman and DeJuan Jones, but they were out with injuries.
Okay.
And only seven of the 18 are still with the Browns. Nine of the 18 people that he drafted on offense in his first five drafts aren't even in the NFL right now.
Hey.
Okay. Here's why it could be a new beginning.
A new beginning with Jeff Phelps and your Cleveland Browns.
Tell me, is there anything to this? And I don't know that it is, because I think his drafting of offensive talent in his first five drafts was miserable. I mean, it was miserable. Jed Wills, Harrison Bryant, Nick Harris, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Anthony Schwartz, James Hudson, Dimitri Felton, David Bell, Cade York.
I do truly believe this is groupthink, and I truly believe
his name's on it.
That's right. His name is on it. So he may not, maybe Donovan Peoples-Jones wasn't his guy. What if it was?
And he was good for a while, by the way.
But what if it was somebody else? You know, like.
Yeah, like you're thinking Paul DePodesta?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe, Andy. Maybe. Here's why it might be a new beginning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. Jimmy Haslam. We took a big swing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Swing and miss at the quarterback. Okay.
Okay.
We took a big swing and miss at the quarterback. That's admitting organizational failure. Okay.
He could buy because he said we.
Yeah.
Okay.
We took a big swing and miss at the quarterback. At least I believe he said we took a big swing and miss at the quarterback. I don't recall him saying Andrew took a big swing and miss. I recall him saying we.
Is that if you spend money, we'll put it back into the team
this year? Was the first year since the trade that they had a first-round draft choice.
Correct.
Now, you traded down.
All right.
You didn't take Travis Hunter, who's not off to a great start with Jacksonville. You picked up a defensive tackle who is working out pretty well so far. Mason Graham looks like he can play. And you got one for next year. So you already paid it forward. Okay?
Okay.
And then you draft Carson Schlesinger.
Good pick. Very good pick.
Quinshon Judkins. Good pick.
Good pick. Great pick. Right. So
Harold Fannin.
Very. It seems like a strong pick.
Looks like he can play.
Yep.
Harold looks like he can play. Dylan Gabriel made his first NFL start yesterday. Looked competent.
Yeah.
Okay. He looked competent. Dylan Sampson. I think he's been underused lately, but that's another story. And then Shador, who we don't know anything about. Could this be a new beginning? We took a big swing and a miss at the quarterback. First year back, you get a number one pick again after having to cough up three of them, along with 2/4 and a third. And now you have an opportunity to maybe add some talent to the team. And in his first draft since all that, he has.
Okay.
And
what's the point here? Is he going to be here for another draft?
Well, the point is he here for another draft? Is Kevin here for another season? Because management ownership knows, look, we messed up as an organization, and here we go. Now we're going to do this again. Could it be a new beginning? I think it could be.
I don't know, man. It's the NFL.
That said,
that's the NFL.
You and I both know you don't survive another three-win season.
No. This is the biggest problem I have with yesterday's game. I believe that most people thought Kevin would be okay as long as they show improvement. Yesterday was negative yardage. It was not improvement. You can't lose that way.
Andy, it was for three quarters. And then it completely fell off the face of the earth.
How many wins did you... Unless the master plan is to have it look that way so your draft picks are higher.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't want to believe it.
I know you don't want to believe it. Andy, you have 2 first-round picks next year. It doesn't behoove you to win games right now. That said... You're not gonna choreograph what happened in the fourth quarter yesterday. You're just not gonna do that. You can't do that to the players on the team. They won't let you. Because they're still out there playing.
Although their paycheck doesn't change, does it? Unless you have incentives and bonuses.
Well, no,
except on,
except for one thing. It's their livelihood. It's their body on the line.
That's true, too.
Kenny is in California. Hello, Kenny.
Where are you in California, Kenny?
I'm in Sacramento, California, the capital.
Very nice.
Yes. I'm good with capitals. I know that.
I have a buddy who worked out there for many years.
Oh, nice.
There's a great barbecue place in Livermore if you ever drive back towards San Francisco.
I'm always in Livermore. I love Livermore.
There is a great barbecue. Yeah. So am I giving away?
Does Katie Lee go there?
No, but it's called Sauced. It's awesome. Like when the Cavaliers were in the finals, we used to drive up from Oakland to go. It was that good.
Nice. Well, I wanted to say I love you, gentlemen. I love listening to you, gentlemen. This is my first year actually listening to you. A lot of it has to do with the buzz around Cleveland. What I wanted to talk about today, if you would allow me to, is the one thing that we're failing to mention and what I see in my observation from yesterday's game with Dillon Gabriel. To me, Dillon Gabriel reminds me of an Alex Smith in that Alex Smith was a great game manager. He can complete the ball. He can get the ball out of his hands, but he couldn't take you over the top. And with today's defenses that have bigger, stronger, faster, more complicated defensive schemes, you need that it factor. You need that player that's sensational. If you look at Baker Mayfield, he's making plays when the plays break down. He shows the grit and the toughness to get you an extra yard, even fight through somebody to get a first down.
Yeah, we saw it when he was here. We saw it.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with his makeup. And it seems I look at the comment that G. Bush said on his show the other day, which made a lot of sense. He said Kevin Stefanski would turn down someone who has ultra talent for someone who can fit what he wants, who can just do what he wants and fit what he wants, versus scheming towards that talent, allowing that person to be who he is, that it factor that makes him extraordinary. And it seems as though he chose Gabriel for that very reason. Just do what I ask you to do. Play within my scheme. Complete these short passes when today's game is different.
Kenny, let me throw this one at you, though.
Go ahead.
He didn't draft Gabriel. He also didn't trade for Watson.
But look what he's doing with the person who has the exceptional talent. You cannot tell me.
Who's the person with the exceptional talent?
Shadur.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Well, Dano, I mean, shown it. If we go to his college and we look at his passes,
I have, Kenny.
Have you seen the amount of passes he's thrown Shador, over 10 yards?
Yeah, I think Shadur did a fine job in college. I don't know that he's going to be a phenomenal quarterback. I sure hope so. But I think, Kenny, you're hard-pressed to say that he's got the incredible talent. I hope he does, but there's a reason that teams passed him over time and time and time again. I hope that the Browns ended up getting a steal in the fifth round. Okay, I hope they got a steal in the fifth round. We'll find out.
I don't know. I want to see him at some point, especially if they keep losing games. I just the only thing I didn't like about the phone call is, I mean, you're saying this all based on one NFL game. That he didn't have the spark, or he didn't, because everything.
And it was a very conservative play calling.
Yesterday, I mean, if you listen to the pregame show yesterday, the network pregame show, they were talking about.
Well,
the
I sure juice. Hope you did, because that's hosted by Andy Baskin.
That's right, the juice. They kept talking about the juice. That's what they thought Gabriel had. So I hate to end his career after four quarters. So that's the only problem I have there.
I would agree with you on that. Sean's in Kent. Sean, got about a minute, buddy. Go ahead.
What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, so you know I didn't want them to re-sign Joe Flacco or to sign Joe Flacco. I wanted them to keep Winston. You know, I think we would be better off with him right now because he would be jacking it down the field if nothing else. And
if Kevin let him,
Kevin did let him before.
Yeah,
he did. And you know, if I can just say something quick about the Gabriel comment, the last thing, you know. I noticed one time yesterday, I never thought like the height would be an issue, but yesterday, and I didn't start watching until towards the end of the fourth quarter, he got rushed and he had to throw the ball, he had to like do a rainbow throw to get it over the outstretched hands of the defender that was coming in at him. And that's when I was kind of like, oh, yeah, that's not so great. But anyhow, I'll get out of here. You guys have a good day.
Thank you very much.
That's the first person that said anything about his height.
Yeah, but I mean, shorter quarterbacks sometimes have to do that. So that's the way that goes. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.